You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farad. It's Food Friday, and today it is Taco Friday. Our next guest, inventive tacos and other items on his food truck menu, have been drawing praise and winning awards in a city where food carts and taco trucks are all over the place. Wesley Avila joins us now. He's a Los Angeles-based chef and food truck owner. He's the author of Guerrilla Tacos, Recipes from the Streets of L.A. Wesley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to the food, Wesley, you're in L.A. I just wanted to ask you how the news, the fires there are affecting you and the people you know there.
Well, so far it's not too bad as far as where we actually do business in downtown. It looks like a kind of post-apocalyptic right now with this orange kind of hue. But for the most part, people are safe. My friends and family are more like on the east side of Los Angeles. But me living in Glendale, it's pretty clear from the top of the building where I live that you can see that there are fires everywhere.
All right. Well, good luck to you and your loved ones and everybody out there. Now let's get into the cooking. How, first of all, did you get into making tacos in the L.A. food truck scene?
Well, making tacos started was at Le Comptoir, which was the restaurant I was the sous chef at. That's where we would, you know, do normal service, and with all the leftover pieces of meat, I kind of just cook those up, whip up a salsa, and we would have tacos and leftover wine from after service. And it really started kind of like that as the idea. That's what launched the idea. And then in 2012, my wife Tanya and myself started Guerrilla Tacos.
And what I love looking at your cookbook, you know, sometimes I look at a cookbook and there are a few recipes that look easy enough to make. Some are a little too complicated. And you make a point of saying, hey, these are not super complicated. These are things you can do at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially here in California with the abundance of vegetables and the abundance of kind of things year-round, I really take advantage of that. And when I've done my traveling to do different pop-ups in different cities, I try to utilize vegetables and ingredients that are kind of indigenous to that place. Like if something is really nice in, you know, in London, or something's really nice in, you know, in Santa Barbara, those are things that I like to use. So I really encourage people who read my book and get the book, if they can't find ingredient, just replace it with something, and you kind of just come up with your own thing.
And I want to get into one of the tacos that made your Guerrilla Tacos famous, your bestseller, I guess, the sweet potato taco. We've got this, by the way, at WPR.org and the Ideas Network Facebook page. I love sweet potatoes. I'll put them in anything. Some people, I've said sweet potato taco, and they're like, what? So tell us about this. This looks great to me.
Yeah, the sweet potato taco really started with the idea of my aunt, my tia Armelinda. She would make potato tacos for us after my mom passed away. So I really took that idea of the potato taco, which is kind of a home cooking standard of a lot of Mexican and Latino households. And I decided to replace it with sweet potatoes because when I was doing it that first year of Guerrilla Tacos, I was starting to spend more and more around October. So I utilized that sweet potato. And at the time, I did it with braised leeks and hock and cheese and feta cheese and fried corn. And even that has evolved and interchanged, like from fried corn to pine nuts to almonds. That's one of the things that have changed very much, but it's stayed the same and is a huge draw. People really like that taco. It's always a surprise.
We're talking to Wesley Avila. He's the author of the new book, Guerrilla Tacos. That's G-U-E. R-I-L-L-A Tacos, Recipes from the Streets of L.A. He is sharing some great street taco recipes with us. We've got one of those, the sweet potato taco, over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or WPR.org. We'll get back to Wesley in just a couple minutes. Right now, a reminder, it is membership drive time, the year-end membership drive here on Wisconsin Public Radio. The last weekday, last chance to support Central Time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Mike Arnold is with me. How are we doing, Mike?
Good. I'm incredibly hungry, though. Tacos sound great. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. But in the meantime, I hope that you'll support the conversations we have every day here on Central Time.
Yeah, make that contribution right now. We set that, we revised our goal upward from 10 to 11, Mike.
Yeah.
Great news. We have exceeded that.
Ooh.
And that's wonderful news, but I don't want to stop because it's been, you know, some hours we've done great during the drive. We did fall short during a few hours, so this could be a chance to make up some lost ground. You can help us cover up some of our shortfalls earlier in the week. Make that pledge, last chance, last weekday of the drive at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
We were about five behind in the last hour, I think, and I think we can make that up in the next few minutes if you make your pledge right now. You'll help pay for the programs you depend on, shows like Central Time. Make your donation. Support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We'll check back in with you in a bit, Mike. I'm sure we're going to get lots more pledges as we go on. Let's go back to Wesley Avila now, author of Guerrilla Tacos, Recipes from the Streets of L.A. Wesley, we just heard about the sweet potato taco, and you've got, you don't just do tacos, you've got tortas, which I love, and you've got a fantastic sounding breakfast burrito. You like chorizo in yours. Tell us about that recipe.
Yeah, the breakfast burrito is a very standard, my interpretation of a just a kind of staple. Chorizo, potatoes, an egg, maybe some raw tomatillo salsa. It's a very fulfilling kind of version. Like, I do a bigger version than my mom used to when I was a kid. She used to cook it, and she would add extra lard to cook the chorizo in to render even more fat, which just made it this just unctuous, rich, satisfying burrito.
That sounds fantastic. I wanted to ask you a technical question here. Kind of, you recommend some LA area tortillas. We're all the way over here in Wisconsin, so it'll be hard to get our hands on them. We do make tortillas here in Wisconsin, but I admit, Wesley, I'm at the store. I'm looking at tortillas. I don't know how to pick out a good one. I don't know what's going to be better than the other. What do you look for when you're choosing tortillas, maybe when you don't have those ones from home to go to?
If I don't have the ones from home, you can, like, being a normal cook at home, a home cook, look the back and see what the ingredients are. If the ingredients are corn, water, lime, and salt, you're on the right path. Some stuff is going to have a little bit more preservatives, like the flour tortillas, but even corn, like, if there's like a company that makes corn tortillas in Wisconsin, I would go with them. It's mainly the ingredients not having tons of preservatives and things like that. If need be, you can always order masa or like the corn to make the tortillas online. But if you have some there, I would always look at the back of the ingredients and make sure that the least ingredients that they have to make corn tortillas is the better, because I mean, it's basically corn, water, lime, and salt. So yeah, the less ingredients, the better.
Now, I usually heat my tortillas up just kind of, I've got a, you know, gas stove, and I heat them up right over the flame. You say get them in a skillet with a little bit of butter. And what does that do? What does that add to the tortilla?
Oh, that turns it into an automatic snack. You can just heat the tortilla, whether they're flour or corn, with a little bit of tortilla with butter. I mean, as a fat kid here in L.A., like, as a snack, like, you just warm up a little bit of tortillas, put cold butter in it. So by the time you wrap it into, like, a little taquito, it slightly melts and is just so, so good. And it's best to do that with a nice rich butter, like something like a high fat salted butter. And it's something so good. But I add a little bit of butter to my tortillas just to keep them moist and warm, because a lot of times, even with experienced taqueros, like, the tortillas you get tend to be a little bit dry if they don't dip it in a little bit of the fat or a little bit of butter. So I like to use a little bit of butter because it's neutral and it's delicious.
Well, we've got the butter to supply here in Wisconsin. I promise that.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm sure you guys got the butter and the cheddar.
Now, you've got some unique ingredients in a lot of your recipes. A stuffed squash blossom taco, oxtail taco, duck heart taco, to name a few. You're kind of a mad scientist, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to use every part of the animal. The duck hearts really came into play when I visited Canada. I asked them, because, like, we went to one of the foie gras farms, the duck farm, and I've only seen their liver products and, you know, duck legs and duck breasts served like that. So I asked them, what do you do with the hearts? Like, are they ever shipped to the United States? And they said, no, we don't have a market for them. And I said, well, if I buy all of them, will you start shipping them to my distributor? And they're like, sure. So I'm the only person who is buying them from that given distributor from Rougie in Canada. They're going through Gourmet Imports, and I get the duck hearts. I have a monopoly on the duck hearts. So when they come in, they'll keep them in their freezer for me. And whenever I order, I'll order by like the 40 pounds of duck hearts and cook them in its own fat and make a delicious taco out of them.
Now, a lot of people, when they're looking at food, cuisine from a certain part of the world, they wonder, is this authentic? And as far as I understand it, I'm cleaning up your language here a little, you are not concerned with authenticity.
No. For me, being authentic is being authentic to oneself. It's something you grew up with and it's the way your family did it or the way you came, that makes it authentic to you. I'm not trying to be authentic to anybody else but to myself. It's like, you know, I use whatever is available to me here in Los Angeles, and it's a big melting pot. So we get, you know, from Mexican to Armenian to Japanese to certain French ingredients, Californian ingredients that are unique here. So I really like to use whatever I can get my hands on. Even if I went to Wisconsin one day and was doing a pop-up there, I would ask local chefs, like, hey, what do you guys have that's, like, pretty unique to just this area? You know, I would really love to see what I can come up with.
And Wesley, some of the best tacos I've ever had. I was lucky enough to go to Mexico City for a wedding, and I had tacos El Pastor. It's pork. They have it up on this big spit with a whole pineapple just dripping down on it. I've made decent pork tacos myself, but never as good. What's your advice for making that maybe a little closer to what I had down there in Mexico City?
Well, that, you're talking El Pastor, so what they're doing is like shepherd style, which is almost like from the Lebanese immigrants that came to Mexico. And I think what happened is like cooks probably took that and ran with it. You know, instead of using ground lamb and beef to do like, you know, the kebabs like you do or shawarma, you know, Mexicans kind of adapted it and sliced pork very, very thin. And they make a marinade out of annatto seed, which is ground up annatto seed, pineapple juice, orange juice, lime juice, orange guajillo chili, some garlic and some onions. You grind all that up, make it like a liquidy marinade. Let your pork that's been sliced like shoulder or, you know, some pork very, very thin. And you can either grill it and then chop it. Or if you have a spit, put it on a spit like you would a chicken, like a rotisserie, and slowly barbecue and slice it off very thin. And then you get your makeshift al pastor.
Well, Wesley, thank you so much. A lot of great advice. Good luck. And I understand you're opening a full-on restaurant now.
Yeah, I'm opening up a brick and mortar in the Arts District of Los Angeles, hopefully in the mid to early 2018, and hoping for a good year this year.
Wesley, good luck with that, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. You guys stay warm over there.
We will. That's Wesley Avila, Los Angeles-based chef and food truck owner. He's the author of Guerrilla Tacos, Recipes from the Streets of L.A. You can continue the conversation by sharing your favorite taco recipes and inventions on the Ideas Network Facebook page and find Wesley's sweet potato tacos while you're there. Maybe make them up this weekend.